A state legislator from Sioux Falls says he'd like to introduce a bill to require South Dakota's kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to say the Pledge of Allegiance each day. Do you think that's an issue? And this is following a decision by the Sioux Falls School Board in which they did increase their requirement for middle school. So now it is now required in elementary and middle school, but not in the high school. Is that grounds now for the state legislature to step in, do you think? Hal Wick says that this is a spot where local government has lost its direction. Do you agree with him? 336-1320. Good morning, Sean. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. I don't know that local government has lost its direction as much as society in general has, but you can't really fix that all at once either.
Well said.
But, no, I don't think the legislature needs to get involved. But to give you an update, too, on the original issue, I believe you said the policy was that the elementary schools are supposed to be saying the pledge every day.
Yes.
I found out from my first grader that they were only saying it once a week.
They're supposed to be doing it daily.
My wife dashed off an email to her teacher last night, and she actually got back to her last night, too, and said, teachers were under the impression that the policy was that they could do it once a week and not every day, but we will be rectifying this situation as of Monday, so... Today, I believe they're
going to
start doing it every day.
Yeah, see, and that's, I will say I think there's a problem in the district that they really don't know what's going on,
that
shouldn't be the case. I was a little surprised that IPC didn't tell board members, well, we're already saying it in the middle school every day. That came as a surprise to board members. And that's odd because, like I say, my wife teaches at Memorial. They do say it there every day, she says. My daughter goes to school at Patrick. They say it every day there. And then to hear from you and your daughter in the elementary school, they're not saying it every day. I think they've got to be, there's an issue of consistency and making sure policies get enforced here.
Yeah, they all need to be reading the same manual, I think.
I would agree with you. Sean, thanks for the call. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Hi, Rob, you're on Kello.
Good morning. Yeah, I graduated in the 80s, and I always thought it was odd that after ninth grade we no longer said the pledge, and I'm not from Sioux Falls, so I'm all for it, absolutely. The kids, somebody said
Understood, but we're not asking whether you think we ought to say the pledge in high school. The question is this a point where the state government now should get involved over local governments, over local school boards?
I think the state has the right to speak into some issues related to local school districts. It's a state issue. We're citizens of the state of South Dakota.
Well, then you're making an argument for the. This is part of the problem I have. Lawmakers in Pierre will scream holy hell every time the federal government wants to get involved in state issues.
I think the federal government has a role in education. If not to the degree it currently is at, I wish they would break, allow states to supervise themselves, meet together on a regional basis, eliminate the Department of Education. But the state, to say the state, Sioux Falls, Rapid City, here in Aberdeen, whatever, all these little cities, that the state shouldn't have any...
No, that's not what I'm saying either. I'm certainly when it comes to statewide standards and so on, the question here is, and we can have our disagreements about whether the pledge should be set in high school or not. We're all gonna have our own view on that. I understand. My question really is this: is the vote of the board last week really so egregious that Pierre needs to step in?
Well, actually, up until this morning, I missed all of this. It was something that touched me just from the standpoint of I always thought it was odd that why did we quit saying the pledge once we left ninth grade? I never understood that. And so I think it's a good thing. So this guy is standing up and think it's a good thing for our kids and more power to him.
Yeah, but again, here's the problem. These are the same guys who are going to scream at the top of their lungs when the federal government does this to the state. You know, Hal Wick, with respect, can't have it both ways. You can't say, I don't like the mandate for our local, I don't like mandates for local governments, but here's my mandate. Either you don't like, them or they don't bother you. I mean, was the vote last week really so egregious that the state needs to step in? I would agree. There are times the state needs to step in and correct things that are going on. And I'm asking you, in all honesty, from your point of view, is this so egregious that the state government needs to step in and correct this? More government here? Was their vote last week really that far outside of what's reasonable that Pierre has to get involved? I don't see that. Not at all. We're going to disagree about things. And I disagree with the board's vote on high school. I think they should be able to make it work in high school. I don't think it's that tough to say it at the start of each day in whatever class they're in. There's nothing preventing teachers, by the way, from doing that, those who feel so inclined. But well, a state lawmaker from Sioux Falls says he plans to introduce a bill to require kids to recite the Pledge of Allegiance in kindergarten through high school. And this is following a vote of the Sioux Falls School District last week. Because they did not vote to require daily pledge in the high school. They do require it in elementary and middle school now, but not in the high school. Is this an issue where you think now the state legislature needs to get involved? I mean, I disagree with a lot of votes of the board, or, you know, I may disagree with the positions they take. But going to the state legislature, is this one of those times that you would do that? I mean, I have my disagreements, as you do, with every elected board, regardless of what it is. You know, there's times I see the city of Sioux Falls vote on something. But I don't think that's a reason for the state to get involved. And I want to get your thoughts. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Bruce. You're on, Kello.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Greg?
I'm doing well. Hope you are too, Bruce.
Yeah, I just told your screener I'm from that generation, but I didn't know the Valentino's question or answer this morning. I felt like an idiot. But
no,
anyway.
Hardly, my friend. Don't.
Okay. Yeah, Greg, I agree completely with you. The state should not be involved. When I went to school, I don't recall if we did it in high school, but I know through eighth grade we did. And are there families they don't want them to say it, just stand there with your hand on your heart and don't say anything.
Yeah, and the issue, I guess, in the high schools, and I don't know why it hasn't been said previously, but they say what the board has said is because they've got students now in the high school that are attending, their technical education academy, and you've got high school students that are coming and going, and that the high school environment is just different than elementary and middle school.
That's true to an extent, but I think the ones that are in, before the classes start in what they call it, pro time or whatever, homeroom, I think they could say it then.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the board should have required it through high school. I also don't believe that there was a compelling reason, but I also think the aftermath of this vote has been bordering on insanity.
Well, how can they... required, I misunderstood or I'm not sure on something. How can they have the private school say it? That's
they
what
can't. You mean the state?
Yes.
I guess they have some regulation over private schools as well, but because this bill would actually, at least what the newspaper is reporting is that this would be a requirement under this bill in grades K through 12 in all accredited public and private schools.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I didn't know they could do that, have that kind of power over the private.
Governments in every aspect of our lives. Hey, thanks so much, Bruce. I appreciate your call. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Hi, Mike. You're on, Kello.
Hey, good morning, Greg. As soon as I heard the Pledge of Allegiance, my blood pressure always goes up immediately, and I realize what I'm going to say will be offensive to some. It's not meant to be. I'm just speaking from the heart. The church I go to, they said it at certain occasions. And so I had talked with my pastor at length about how wrong I thought it was to do that in church for my own reasons. And in school, if I'm not going to bore you with the details, but if you go through the Pledge of Allegiance, we're not one nation indivisible. We're terribly divided. There's not liberty and justice for all. So it's not even a true saying anymore. And even if it were, I don't think anybody ever should be required to pledge their allegiance to the piece of cloth and to the republic for which it stands, which isn't one nation under God, which isn't indivisible, and which doesn't provide liberty and justice for all. And I would ask people, when you say the Pledge of Allegiance, realize you're pledging your allegiance to a republic that protects convicted murderers more than unborn babies. And I'll get off my soapbox.
And again, we're getting a field here. I couldn't make the question really any, Bronnie, catch this here, because I can't make the question any clearer. The question is whether the state government should get involved here and override the decisions of the local school boards on the pledge. Whether, because I know we've all got our different feelings about the pledge. The question is, when is it appropriate for state government to actually step in and have to mandate something like this? Because I think, first of all, it's a horrible overreaction. Again, with respect to Hal Wick, it's a horrible overreaction to say that peers should get involved. I'm watching the aftermath of this vote last week, and it's what I told the caller a few moments ago. We're getting to the point where this is bordering on insanity, the way people are responding to this. And again, I mean, this is a huge overreaction to what happened. And whether you agree or disagree, I think the reaction is just, when we've got veterans out there saying, hey, we're tired of saying we can't say the pledge because we might offend someone or because it has the word God in it, that's not what happened here in Sioux Falls. I think it's a horrible disservice. I say this as a veteran, but it's a horrible disservice for anybody to go on national television and suggest that that's what's happening in Sioux Falls, because that's not what happened. It absolutely is not what happened. It's unfair to elected officials, and to get peer in the mix and further politicize it would be a huge mistake in my mind. So now you've got people looking for, I question people's motives. I question everybody's motives. Democrat, Republican, Independent, I don't care. I try to question everyone's motives. What's the real motive here? Because this is one of those situations where, you know, people always know something that can make them look good. You know, standing up for the flag, standing up for the pledge, that's real popular with most Americans. And you get a feeling you can't go wrong by doing that. But what's an appropriate level? I ask this question all the time. What's the appropriate role of government? And that's a question we ought to ask of the federal government. And it's a question we ought to ask of our local governments. And it's a question we ought to ask in peer. And they ask it too infrequently. My friends, we're out of time. So long until tomorrow.